email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Here's a question for you. Can we hear silence? Well, that's a question that philosophers have debated for years, centuries. And now research from the Johns Hopkins University in Maryland shows that our brain does actively perceive silence in the same way it hears that. Professor of Philosophy and Psychological and Brain Sciences, Ian Phillips, is a co-author of a new study and he's on the line now. How are you doing, Ian?
I'm great, Ray. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I'm fascinated by this, absolutely fascinated. How long has your study been going?
So we've been running this study 2 years, although I guess as a philosopher, I've been fascinated by this question for now about 10 years. So it's been great to have this chance to work with some scientists to try and settle it.
I suppose people at home are going, well, who cares? Why does it matter? And why does it matter?
Well, I mean, one answer to that question is some people really do care. It's just really interesting to think about what we hear. Lots of people find it fascinating. So for me, that's enough. Mm. But I think it actually does turn out to have implications for lots of debates in cognitive science about, you know, how we should distinguish between what it is to perceive something or what it is just to think about something.
Yeah.
And, you know, one idea that people have had is like you can think about what's not there, but you can't see what's not there. And our results kind of make that a bit murkier, I think.
Okay. And I've noticed, it's like, you know, because we deal with sound on radio. And for example, if I said to somebody, you know, we're going to stay silent for whatever reason for 30 seconds, it seems to go on forever.
Yeah.
So silence interferes with our perception of time.
Yeah.
Right. Explain why that is the case. Or do you know?
Well, I guess I don't know exactly what's going on. Mm. Although I think in ways, one of the things about silence is you can almost think of it as a matter of hearing time passing. I do think our ears actually Tom Stoppard says that silence is the sound of time passing. And I think that's a lovely little quote.
Mm. People would be familiar with optical illusions where things that are two-dimensional look three-dimensional. And you think that silence plays similar tricks with our brain when it comes to time.
Yes, so just like in vision, there are illusions with hearing, like auditory illusions, and sounds can play tricks with, you know, time. So stretch things out, things sound longer than they really are. And the kind of work we've done trying to show that we really do hear silence has used the idea, well, if we find those same kind of distortions of time driven by silences, then maybe that's some evidence that we really do hear silences too.
Aha, you see, that's, yeah. So there are existing experiments using sound.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the perception of time. And if silence affects the brain the same way, well, then we actually, you know, the implication then is that we hear silence.
Yeah.
Right.
If it does exactly the same thing as sounds do, then that's some pretty good evidence the brain is treating the absence of sounds in the same way that it's treating the sounds.
That was your hypothesis.
Yeah.
We're going to do an experiment in the moment, which is brilliant. So I'm going to get people ready for that. This is an experiment that you've done as part of your studies. You're going to lead us through it. We'll do that in a second. Just to let you know, Ian, that when we were talking about doing experiments with silence on the radio, we were alerted to the fact that if we play more than 10 seconds of silence, and that's all that I actually say, play 10 seconds of silence on the radio, that this sort of robo-jock kicks in and they play music automatically. Because we're so uncomfortable with silence, though, aren't we?
Yeah. And I mean, I've heard in some cases that, you know, long periods of silence on the radio, you know, maybe it's an urban myth, like are a sign that everything has gone terribly wrong in the country. So I hope nothing like that will happen. But
no.
our experiments don't use 10 seconds,
silence.
Slightly shorter periods.
Okay. Okay. So people at home, if you want to be involved in this little experiment, which was used by Professor Ian Phillips from the Johns Hopkins University in Maryland and his colleagues, to explore the effect of silence on our perception of time. Ian is going to talk us through it now. Over to you, Ian.
Okay, so in the original illusion we used, that's called the one is more illusion. The finding was that one long beep sounds longer than two short beeps, even though both sequences are exactly the same length. Mm-hmm. So in our version, we're swapping out those sounds, those beeps, for silences. So what you're going to hear first is you're going to be immersed in like a noisy restaurant, and it's going to sound like you're in a restaurant. And then interrupting that, there are going to be two sequences. The first one is going to be two discrete silences separated by a brief burst back of that restaurant. Second, then, you're going to hear a single continuous silence. And all you need to do is just take notice of which sequence sounds longer to you. Is it the two separated silences or is it the one continuous silence?
Yeah, this is brilliant. We're doing a national experiment, right? Okay,
this is wonderful. Yeah.
So you have to try and monitor. I'm speaking to our listeners now. You have to try and just what do you perceive? You just write it down on a piece of paper. How long the silence was? The first two together, add them up, and then the second one as a continuous silence. What do you think the duration of that was as well? Okay, so here we are, immersing ourselves in some atmos from a restaurant, and wait for the silences. Here we go.
One. Two.
Okay. Yeah. Well, to me, because we obviously can't ask our listeners because they're at home and in their cars, etc. Definitely, the second one sounded longer to me.
Perfect. That is exactly what I wanted to hear. Most of our participants thought exactly the same, that the one sounded longer than the two. And that's, in fact, exactly the same proportion thought that as had thought that the one sound had sounded longer than the two in the original illusion.
Right.
And so, the same effect.
Those two bits of silence that I heard first, they were the exact same duration as the one long one.
Yeah, including the bit in the middle.
Right. Yeah, it's an odd thing, silence, isn't it? What is there, like, this isn't in the brief, but I'm just going to ask you anyway. What's the evolutionary thing on silence? You know, I'm just wondering about, you know, our ancestors roaming the plains and hunting wildebeest and living in caves and silence in their world.
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I mean, I would have imagined that their world would, of course, have sounded pretty different to ours. Mm. Maybe there would have been a bit more silence, although it's actually kind of impossible to hear absolute silence because, you know, our bodies are all making bits of noise. But maybe, you know, if you're thinking about being alert for dangers or being aware of something, you know, good or bad about to happen, you really need to, when there's nothing happening, be really paying attention to what might be about to.
The other thing is, as you sort of alluded to there, it's more difficult in the modern world to be in a completely silent environment, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think people really crave it and they go on retreats or, you know, really try and put on noise-cancelling headphones if they have them to screen it out. I think people's interest in silence is partly, you know, desperation sometimes to find a bit of it.
Yeah. I'm wondering, is there any long-term, you know, medical, psychological health effect of not enjoying silence? You know, I wonder what the long-term effect of that is. You know, because we constantly fill our days, don't we, with noise. TVs, Spotify, TikTok, you know, voice notes, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm wondering what long-term effect that's having on us.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And I really don't know immediately of any particular studies, but I can definitely imagine that it can have all sorts of effects on our capacity to attend or our capacity to relax and, you know, feel less stressed, to be constantly surrounded by stimulation, because it's going to be constantly activating you and getting various bits of your brain going, and maybe you need them to give them a bit of a rest occasionally.
Yeah. Finally, Ian, I think Paul Simon probably will be sending you an email to say thank you very much because attached to all the articles I read about your work is the reference to Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence. So we play a bit of that out. Professor Ian Phillips from the Johns Hopkins University in Maryland, thanks so much for talking to us today. Thank you.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Ray.